Can you get on the phone call if you're doing that?
I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, September 14th, 2015. And this is our long-time tradition. I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item of the agenda tonight is the approval of the executive session minutes of August 24th.
Mayor, I've got one change, please.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. On page 2, paragraph 4, on the far right side, second sentence, the word is found. I believe it should be four. Do you see that, sir? Right here, page 2.
Ah,
okay. Right down there.
That should be okay.
Four, I believe. It's just minor, but
no. But hey, that's why we have so many interested proofreaders.
You and I.
Yeah.
Other than that,
you have had some experience there. Right?
32 years. But with that change, I'll make a motion that we approve those.
We have a motion to approve the executive session minutes of Monday, August 24th, with as corrected by Councilman Tom Goyas. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right. Let the record show that the motion passed unanimously. Next is the reason for the executive session on the 24th. There was actually four different sections of the Maryland Code. One was to consider the acquisition of real property for a public purpose. Second, to consider a matter that concerns the proposal for a business or industrial organization to locate, expand or remain in the state of Maryland. Third, to consult with counsel to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. And fourth, to consult with staff, consultants, and other individuals about pending or potential litigation. All right. Next is the approval of the regular session minutes of August 24th.
Make a motion that we approve as entered.
We have a motion by Councilman Goyas to approve the regular session minutes of August 24th. All as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Right. The motion passes unanimously. Okay. Is Miss Ellie Zollinger here?
Zollinger,
right?
Zollinger.
Yeah.
Come on down,
come
sweetie.
Come on down. Yes. And is your mom? You're Rose, right?
Yes,
come right on down. Good. Ellie, I understand from reading the information you have here that you have a very interesting and exciting idea that you'd like to propose to the Mayor and Council. So, in your own words, tell us what you think, and whenever you want Mom to pitch in or whatever.
I think I should start a little free library in Henry Park, and I would like to put it in Henry Park because the kids there don't have as much access to the library as kids in town. A little free library is a box that looks like a house.
Mm-hmm.
That people get books out of. control of the library, and I will maintain it and make sure nobody writes in it, make sure there's always books.
Well, you're going to keep the books there. You keep replacing the books as they're used by the children? And is how long do you think you'll be able to do that?
Till I'm in,
Always. We don't expect you to do this forever and ever, do you? She's the So, you're talking about till you're 10, till you're in high school, or?
I would like it to have two shelves, like the bottom shelf would be for toddlers, and the second shelf would be for older kids.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, very cool. Like that?
Are they sharing the books? Like they bring them and put them back, or they take them home, or?
They have to bring the books back.
Oh, that's good.
Other people can put books in the library too.
Oh, great.
Where do you get your books from to start with?
I will use my own books for a little while. And then once I've passed third grade, I think maybe once I'm comfortable with it, maybe some books from Brookstall County Library.
Would you take contributions of books from folks in Berlin if they'd like to get books for you to use that are appropriate for your children's free library? Okay.
That's a great idea, Mr. Mayor.
What is the, just a good idea, what is the time period that you think is reasonable for
Ellie? Our family friend who is kind of a carpenter in his spare time, mm-hmm. he has all the wood and everything, and he's pulled up the plans. It's a international organization, Little Free Library, and once she builds it and gets it set up, you can register it so that it can be searched and found in Berlin. But we think about 30 days.
Okay, all right. And then it's in terms of the longevity of the Little Free Library, is it something that would be passed down to different kids, or how would that work?
From the time that she showed interest in it, because initially we were at the Salisbury Zoo, and she basically discovered... Go ahead, honey.
We went to Benjamin Swings playground, and I was running around, and I saw the Little Free Library, and
she was really excited.
And I ran to Mommy to tell her what I had found.
I said, she's pretty much the only kid who goes to a playground and finds a library.
And we got a book, and then I said, can I have my own Little Free Library?
Very nice. That's a Benzeritz Swings over in Salisbury.
Yeah. So we talked to her about it a lot, and to make sure she really wanted to do it, and sort of said that the commitment, in our minds, would be until she, graduates from high school. But if she got to a point where she didn't want to do it anymore, we would maybe find a community organization to will it to, or maybe mm-hmm. an organization that's teaming either high school or middle school or Buckingham, something like that.
Something related to the kids. I don't think you would probably have too much trouble finding.
Maybe my little sister, Frankie.
Oh, okay. Sign it up right there. Very good. I like that one. I was here with a little sister.
Can you explain how the concept works, how the children get access to the books and how they get there in return?
And if you see the picture, it's just an example, and there's a number of different designs that you can do, but the biggest thing is to make sure that it's airtight and watertight. But after that, there'll be a little sign on it that says, take a book, leave a book, mm-hmm. and they can open it up. I think it'll be like a, a pull up like that.
Like a door.
Okay, so open from the side, and then it'll be the two shelves, and mm-hmm. she's going to maintain it by checking on it probably a couple times a week at first, and then maybe once a week after mm-hmm. that, just to make sure that there's books.
So you
on
can
it.
Take donations because we could probably put a box or something in the visitor center and let residents know. Mary could share with community news, that folks can donate books there. That's a great idea.
Yes.
I thought Oh, I would like to put it in front of the Polk sign at Henry Polk, like in front of the playground sign.
In the landscaped area. Is that what you're talking about? Yes, the landscape.
So she's gone looking and decided where she wants to put her.
But really, we're at your mercy on that.
No, it makes sense because it's easy to pull up and drive and someone to drop
invisibility
off.
Invisibility, too.
Or if a child wants to ride their bike up there, it's a very safe place.
We're just willing to, whatever the parameters that are set forth, we'll follow those. So if you want to put in concrete, we'll, manage that. And if you just want to, because it says on the plans, as long as you dig down, you keep it sturdy, they usually stay pretty well, but we'll do whatever.
Yeah, that's not even a problem at all.
So they don't need anything but our prayer. They're doing it all, Mayor.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Yes.
I think it's a neat idea.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And what
welcome.
Grade is she
welcome.
In?
Second grade.
Okay, well, I hope to see you in fourth grade with your little essay on if I were mayor.
You get his job.
I think we're very grateful. We're very proud of you, and we're very excited to see how this project comes forth. And we'd like to invite you to. We're getting ready to have the dedication of for Henry Park, the dedication of the permanent marker there for Dr. William Henry, and we'd like to invite you to be there and. What is the date on that?
It's October 24th.
October 24th. So we could have that dedication, and then we'll have a ceremony and introduce that. And people, hopefully it'll help spread the word. Also, we promised we would have put it on the town website. And we're not going to speak for the press, but I bet with a little lobbying, you probably get some darn good press on this.
I'd like to make the motion then.
Yes. Yes, go ahead, please.
I'd like to make the motion that we approve Little Free Library, and the motion number is 2015-02.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the Little Free Library as proposed by Ellie Zollinger. And you're how many years old?
Seven.
Seven-year-old Ellie Zollinger, one of our young, active citizens. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Absolutely.
All opposed? Congratulations. Thank you so much. And we look forward to working with you and look forward to seeing you at the dedication of Dr. Henry Park.
And we're also having this. You can take this if you like. I already know this is the new library. They're going to have a big celebration up there.
Yep.
And I just want to say, too, the thing that frightens me about electronics is I'm afraid that books are going away. I like to read a book, and that just encourages me that at least Ellie's still interested in reading books and not just electronic books.
Thank you. And very well spoken.
Yes.
Very well spoken.
Thank you. Thank you.
She was glad to come up here to the table.
Future mayor.
Next, we'd like to recognize Eagle Scout Cole Norman. Oh, there you are. So come on down and meet me down here.
I like books.
Books are black.
I read very little book on an electronic pad.
I fall asleep. Well, how you doing? I think you're definitely taller than I'm not. Good to be here. Cole took it upon himself to come before the mayor and council a little over a year ago. I'm trying to remember the exact timing, but he had the idea of putting addresses on the curbing in front of residences and buildings around town wherever it was practical, as both for both safety and for convenience. And we've never had that before. We have many homes do have shepherds on them, this was a pleasant surprise for many people. Cole, why don't you tell a little bit about your experience, and I think you got some folks to help you, didn't you?
Yeah, for my project, I had scouts from my troop. My mom and my dad were here to help me as well. Family, friends. I also had the Girl Scouts help me. Mm. It was about 1,800 houses over 1,200 hours. It took me about a whole year just to complete the whole project. I noticed it started rough with the, a little bit, but seeing payers, that might be a new project for them to do when they go in and do service hours by fixing the numbers and making them look more in.
And I think that the ongoing legacy of this project is that to keep it looking good, keep the, you know, to keep the numbers very visible and easy to read. In fact, we reached out to Steve Decatur, and I think that there's a very high possibility that that will be something that will qualify for the service hours. So I think that's great. So I want to, on behalf of the citizens of Berlin and the mayor and council, I'd like to present you with this plaque. And allow me a moment, I'll read it. September 14, 2015, presented to Cole Norman for your leadership, generosity, and public service in providing nearly 2,000 homes in the town of Berlin with painted curbside house numbers. This service to our community provides critical help to all emergency responders when time is of the utmost urgency, and also is helpful to all Berlin citizens and guests. The mayor and council commend you for leading by example, demonstrating that often our greatest contribution to our community and society is a result of unselfish service to others. On behalf of all of us in Berlin, the residents, congratulations, and it's inspiring to see what young people can do, and it gives me great hope in the future. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank the town and council for allowing me to do my service project and help me get to legal. As you can tell, I've also gotten 3 palms, but I take 2 of them off. And I will be providing more help in the future.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank your dad, too, because I know he came in with you. That was more than a notion. And, Mayor, that kind of coincides with the Berlin Police Department having the Move Over Awareness Month for emergency vehicles. That's kind of nice.
Yes. It's interesting. It's interesting that something that was taken for granted for so long has finally gotten people's attention. Next, we have the approval of recommendations for approval of 3 events, special events. First is Just Walk Berlin, proposed for November 14th, 2015, and Mary Bolin will be making that presentation.
This will be our 4th annual Just Walk event. This is a fun walk coordinated with the Worcester County Health Department through their walking program. This year we're hoping to expand the event. We're going to definitely expand the distance. We have a sidewalk on Tripoli Street that lends the walk to be able to move out into the town a little bit. We are hoping to have health screenings and just other activities and events to attract more people. We're encouraging people with friendly leashed dogs to join, moms and dads with strollers, small children. We really want to see a community turnout for this event this year.
I think it's great that you're expanding it, and and again, it preceded the a recent designation as a HEAL community, healthy eating, active living.
Yes, this and expanding this event is actually part of meeting the initiatives that we indicated in that designation. They'll also be exploring the idea of holding another event in the spring and keeping that tradition going forward of having it twice a year.
That sounds great. Does anyone have any questions for Mary?
What time is that, Mary? Isn't it like 8:30 in the morning we start?
The registration, I'm going to say, starts at
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, okay. Well, I'd like to make a motion then to approve Just Walk Berlin on November 14th, 2015.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve Just Walk Berlin as proposed by Mary Baldwin, and with the hope and a promise that it will become a twice a year event by spring. And this is the fourth annual?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Next is the Tree Lighting and Holiday Arts Night on November 27th, 2015, which is always the Friday night after Thanksgiving. And this will be proposed by Ivy Wells, our Economic and Community Development Director. And her able assistant, Sharon
Hammonds. Nice. She's sitting to my right because she's my right hand.
Right hand, okay.
That was welcome back, Sharon.
Yeah.
So for, I'm going to go over all the fun things that are happening with the tree lighting and holiday arts night. And then for the Christmas parade, that I'll let Sharon take the lead on that because she is taking the lead for the Christmas parade. For Tree Lighting and Holiday Arts Night, this will take place on Friday night, Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, starting at 5:30 and ending at 9 p.m. We are going to have a tree donated to us by Mike Pennington again this year. Excellent. And we have several people who are going to help decorate the tree with, hopefully with the help of Public Works and the bucket truck, like last year. That's, I'll talk to Jane about that. And instead of having the mayor on ground level, where it was my first experience last year at the tree lighting, and I know everyone wanted to watch the mayor and hear what he had to say, but due to the large crowd, it was difficult to see him or hear him. So we're going to have the mayor on the balcony of the Atlantic Hotel with a spotlight giving a speech and talking about it, and then he'll do the countdown and we'll have carolers and we'll
like
light the tree.
I couldn't get tall enough.
That'd be great.
So we'll put you up on the balcony, and plus it's a really nice photo op as well.
That's a great idea.
And the balcony's not used enough.
It's really not. It's a beautiful setting, and we'll have the PA up there for you to be able to speak, and everyone can see you.
Yeah.
And then we'll also have our costume characters walking around the crowd that night. So that'll be fun. And then Holiday Arts Night, I'm working with Anya on that, so I don't have all the details on that yet, but it'll be...
Just rolls right into it.
Exactly. We may be adding some more musical entertainment that evening, so just stay tuned for that.
Okay.
And then for the Christmas parade, I'll let Sharon take
well,
the lead.
Well, I think we need to take one at a time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's from a procedure standpoint.
Right.
Does anyone wish to make a motion regarding the tree lighting and Holiday Arts Night?
Sure will. Make a motion to have the Christmas tree lighting approved for November 27th.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the Tree Lighting and Holiday Arts Night for 2015. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. Next is Sharon Timmons, who is going to be talking about the Berlin Christmas Parade.
This wouldn't be a parade if it wasn't 80 degrees outside. Right?
Yes.
Okay, the Berlin Christmas Parade is scheduled for Thursday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. The theme this year is going to be called Toyland in Berlin. And we will have a rain date of December the 10th. We've already talked to the casino and Hoopers, and they are going to provide shuttles for the overflow party.
Excellent.
From the school. First meeting for the parade committee is going to be Tuesday the 22nd. Letters for the entries, participants, judges are all ready to go. Just wait. We'll still have the minimum of 80 to 83 entries for lineup. And that will include
our maximum. Is that the maximum?
Maximum.
Yeah, I'm talking. That's okay. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay.
Thank you.
Military groups, vans, fire departments, floats, vehicles, school floats. And we will have the two lineup entry as we have in the past. Seems to help out quite well. And as always, we are always looking for volunteers to help with the parade. It is a big undertaking.
One I would like to note, the reason that the entries for the last few years have been limited to 80. Sometimes we'll squeeze in one or two if there's an emergency. But the reason we require that is because the parade has long had a tradition of beginning promptly at 7 and being done by 9 o'clock or before. And that means a lot to many families, particularly those with younger children, and for kids who participate and need to go to school the next day. And so that's just the reason that has worked. It's timed itself out very well. And I want to thank Sharon, because I know you've been very instrumental since the town has become the primary coordinator, promoter, or whatever, of this event. And I just want to take this opportunity on behalf of the entire council to thank you for all the work you've done, you and Joanne. And now that you've got Ivy to help out, good luck.
And we will have our little characters throughout the parade, which I think will be a nice surprise for the children.
Yeah, something new.
Great.
Move to approve.
Would you like to donate your services to be a character?
Yeah, you wouldn't have to dress up or anything.
No.
Person make the motion should automatically volunteer.
Move to approve Burling Christmas Parade on December 3rd. 2015.
Thank you. We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the Burling Christmas Parade for December 3rd. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you both very much.
And thank you.
Thank you for all the work that you've done and will be doing. We appreciate it.
Good to see you all.
Next is item number 5 on the agenda, which is a motion to approve the contract renewal for Code Red. And this is Mary Bolin. Again, we'll be making the explanation, I guess, is the best word.
As you know, Code Red is the town's emergency notification system. Believe it or not, it's been almost, when we get to the end of October, it's been a year since we initially started with the system. The cost for the upcoming year remains the same at $3,352.50. The only other thing that I can add is that Councilmember Hall did point out to me earlier today that there is a date error in the motion to approve. The end date for the contract period is actually October 26, 2016.
Thank you. Good catch. Thank you. You've all been real proofreading this packet. Thank you.
You've been good.
Thank you. All right. First of all, I hope that this gets the endorsement of the council. To the best of my knowledge, I've had several compliments, and I've had one complaint. And that's pretty amazing, given the whole year. If everything did that well, it would be astounding. But in any case, I do think that it's been well received, and I think the fact that we give people the option of receiving their notifications by phone or by email or by text or any combination thereof, I think that's meant a lot to people, because everyone has their preferred method of being contacted.
I have a question about that tornado the other day, because a lot of people, you know, there was nothing on the TV about it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Would that be something that if we got a tornado warning that had, like, if Berlin had been in that group, would we have issued a tornado warning through the Code Red?
Yes. Under normal circumstances, we would have issued one. That was a
freak thing.
Communication issue.
Yeah, that.
Laura actually did contact me. Unfortunately, my phone was sitting 2 floors beneath me in my car, so I just didn't get the message.
But I mean, I have video riding down 113 to my mom's to Newark of that tornado. You know, it was very close. We were very lucky.
Mary has set up a standard of severe weather warning announcement that we'll be pushing out via Code Red for instance like that, should it come up again. And the fire company did sound, or actually I should say the county, to my understanding,
yes, the county
did send off the civil defense alarm, because I heard that when I was in town. So at that point I felt like an additional Code Red announcement wasn't warranted, because the county had already set out the tornado alert.
And, you know, and that's something you might just discuss with them, the emergency services, so we're all
on the same
playing
page.
Well together and supporting each other rather than miscommunicating. But
maybe like next time you do, because I had people call me, ask me what that whistle was, because you know I knew what it was, but you know people need to know a long continuous whistle.
They didn't know.
They didn't know what it was. They didn't know.
The fire whistle was stuck.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. That's
I mean, fortunately, nothing happened, but if there had been a tornado come through here, there was a lot of people that were unaware that that warning was even around. So, you know, that's important. And apparently, you know, these weather patterns are changing. You just don't know. I made my mom get in the bathroom.
Well, do we have a motion regarding the renewal of the Code Red?
I'd like to make a motion to renew the Code Red contract.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to renew the Code Red notification system contract for the next year at a cost of $3,352.50. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. Motion passed unanimously. Thank you very much. Next is, we're going to keep Mary busy tonight. You could have told everybody else to stay home. Is the motion, this is for the Maryland Smart Energy Communities Grant.
Yes.
You want to tell everybody about that, please?
Berlin applied within the past year to be a Maryland Smart Energy Community. And part of our designation as such requires us to pass two policies, one an energy efficiency policy and the other a renewable energy policy. The energy efficiency policy requires us to reduce our town electric usage by 5%, 15% within the next 5 years. The renewable energy policy has a similar condition that we become dependent on renewable energy by a certain percentage within a certain period of time. So the two policies that you have attached speak to the fact that the Mayor Council endorses those requirements and that we will be working toward those goals. And just to clarify a little bit, when I say electric usage and renewable energy, that applies to the town's actual usage versus the communities as a whole. So this would apply to town buildings, street lights, town facilities, that kind of thing.
And this is obtainable, right, that we can do this?
Yes. 5% is actually a very manageable.
15%.
Sorry.
I wanted to be 5.
I think it coincides with something we've been committed to doing anyway, but this formalizes it and hopefully gives everybody a little extra incentive to make sure that we've got, that we're following through on good intentions. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We will be meeting with representatives from the program tomorrow to look at our electric usage as is. They have suggestions for how we can reduce it. And then the next thing that will come before you will be an actual plan for how we intend to implement the changes that will bring about the reductions.
Excellent.
Right, can I make the motion then to approve 2015-04 Maryland Smart Energies Communities Grant Agreement?
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the approval of 2015-04 for the Maryland Smart Energy Communities Grant Agreement. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. And that also passed unanimously. And next is the holiday schedule.
This is the holiday and mayor council schedule for 2016. That we present every year about this time. Nothing unusual in the schedule. These are all the holidays that are accounted for in our employee handbook. And with the exception of the first meeting of October and the second meeting of December, which are moved to Tuesdays because of the holiday schedule, the mayor and council is as it always is on the second and fourth.
And that even follows, that pretty much follows. Okay.
Move to approve as presented.
We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the holiday schedule and the 2016 Mayor and Council meeting schedule. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Next is introduction of ordinance 2015-06, a text amendment to the town zoning ordinance. Dave, are you going to be presenting this? Okay.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. You have in front of you an ordinance at last Wednesday's, on September 9th, meeting of the Planning Commission. They passed a motion to recommend passage of this ordinance to the Mayor and Council. So this would, in effect, serve as a first reading of it's a text amendment to our zoning ordinance. Public hearing would be held at the next meeting. It's already been advertised. Shall I read it? This is section 108.715, subsection 2, sub-item A, multifamily buildings. Multifamily buildings shall consist of a group of not more than 12 dwelling units unless the Planning Commission finds that an improved development plan can be achieved and that public necessity, convenience, general welfare, and good zoning practice will be better served. In which case, the Planning Commission may allow a multifamily building to consist of any number of dwelling units as determined on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. And the public hearing will be in 2 weeks?
Excellent.
So basically, everybody has their heads up on that. If you have any questions in the meantime, certainly give Dave a call. And does anybody have any questions right now for Dave regarding the proposed amendment?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Next is a contract modification for the contract with EA Engineering Science and Technology. Laura, we're going to take the lead there.
If this is a contract modification to their on-call services contract, adding $57,500. The contract has been amended a number of times since 2010, when EA was originally hired to help the town with the stormwater issues. The town has found EA's services to be excellent. They have a good working relationship with staff. They're very responsive. They've been very key in helping us get significant grants for our stormwater utility projects. And so we recommend approval of a contract amendment for $57,500. Some of the rates have changed. You'll notice from the report that I prepared that some rates have gone up for certain categories of workers, and some have decreased. Notably, the project manager, project engineer, and mid-level engineer categories of labor have decreased, and those are the ones that typically work on town-related projects. Attached to my report is a letter from Darrell, who's here in the audience, if you have any questions for him, as well as the rate sheet from August 2014 and the proposed rate sheet, which would run through December 16. And I'll take any questions, or if you have questions.
I assume that the impetus behind this is the fact that we've had more work than we have anticipated, and as we've gotten into the implementation phase of the stormwater upgrades. Are those the primary reasons?
The on-call contract is basically as we need EA. We would call on them. They do stormwater reviews. So some activities that they perform on behalf of the town under this contract are reimbursed by fees that are paid by applicants for a stormwater review. They also do help us with grants. So they pursue various stormwater grants and applications as well as reports on our behalf.
All right. So can I take from what you said then, is it accurate to say that there's more activity than there was when we first started out?
Yes, there's more activity.
And the rate is
And the last time that we added, last time we added money to the contract was about a year ago, a little less than a year ago.
Tell me, what do you estimate of the $57,000 being reimbursable, and other for on-call services? Give me a best
guess.
Under
stormwater management reviews, we figure about $5,500 would be covered by revenue.
Okay.
And then we've got
5,500, yeah. Okay.
Help me, Art Dahl, what else did you have in here? The design of stormwater management improvements?
I would say each of those grant assistance that's associated with not only the grant application, but the fruition and
And the environmental reports are what we use when you...
Environmental reports, core reporting... Design,
for the grants, right.
Anything, almost any of those activities associated with those improvements post-award, you can see reimbursement.
Good. From the developer, who was sponsoring the project, where does the grant come from?
From the funding agents, we would submit our invoices.
The grants.
So like DNR, MD,
USDA, or whatever.
USDA.
Okay.
So give me a number. Give me a percentage of how much of this additional $57,000 would be reimbursable. 20%, 50%, 60%.
I'd be comfortable to say closer to 50.
Yeah, 50. That's good. With all that said, I'd like to make the motion that we. Renew the contract for
$57,500.
Yeah, it's right over.
Increase.
That's the increase.
Yeah.
And then
The total is $267,500.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to amend and renew the contract with EA Engineering for the next year for stormwater management on-call support services for a total of $267,500. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I believe I correctly say that the motion was passed unanimously.
Thank you.
All right. Next is thank you. Next is the departmental reports, and we'll start with Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening, everyone. I have several items to discuss. BKS auditors completed their week of audit reviews. Last Friday was the last day for entire week. We had a brief discussion, Laura, myself, and the auditor Leslie Michalik, who's the managing auditor from BKS. The summary she has given us that we had a very good audit, and she will provide us with the summary and letter. Probably within 30 to 40 days, we will have our letter. And then, of course, the draft will be presented.
So we should expect the presentation here late November?
I would say past Thanksgiving. Because
early December.
Right.
Okay.
Right, early December.
Okay.
We had a second phone conference today with Stella Technologies in regards of the schedule of implementation for the billing software. And the first discussion was about the financial system. They're estimating us to go live with the financial system probably in May, and it all depends how we're going to plan smoothly with the data conversion from Logix, and of course, our review, everything will be incorporated. For the utility billing, we're projecting going live in July.
Okay.
And
July 1st, in other words, as the new fiscal year begins,
that's
when the billing would go into place. Okay. Thank you.
We will be reviewing the billing utility schedule because it's wrapping tightly with our budget time process, as well as we will be comparing it to the dates of actual billing and actual disconnect dates, because we don't want to overlap those together. With having three people downstairs and staff, it will be very difficult to do the implementation, running the software in the new program, and as well doing the same thing in the old software. So we will.
You have to run both concurrently.
Yes. So we probably maybe pushing it a little bit further down to August, not July, but we will come up with the better solution.
So it really doesn't affect the customer.
It doesn't affect the customers, but we will have to basically do the double work, still doing everything the way we're doing and running the parallel, the new software, entering everything, the billing, the meter readings, and processing the bills out of the new software. In the summertime, which is already busy time. time this is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll come up with a plan where we will go smoothly and convert everything.
See, hopefully is the key word there.
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we're working on looking at the accounts, making sure everything is correct, reviewing the general ledger, and we're planning a change of the chart of accounts for financial system. Tala Technologies have a great experience with implementing new chart of accounts, and we have assigned a person to us who is the project manager. She will be helping us to reevaluate and establish a better chart of accounts. So that's the plan for the future couple of months. This Thursday, I will be visiting Smyrna with Tim in Delaware Municipality Power. We'll be presenting the solar and energy sufficient program. We would like to visit and see what they can advise us and what they're doing that we can take information. So that's all I have. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Does anyone have any questions for Natalie regarding her update?
When you do get your new software, your staff is going to have to input all the information in there manually, correct? You're going to get an empty system, meaning you're going to, are they going to be able to sweep all of the customer accounts into it, or you have to manually do that?
I can see some manual work, but most of it should be converted and created. So the plan is to take the existing data and they're going to map it, meaning they're going to make it fit to the new software. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to shift everything to the new software, give us the reports, give us the results. We will review and make sure that's our manual work in a common place. Make sure everything ties and matches and we're satisfied with everything, and then we're going to go live.
So basically, proofreading seems to be the word of the night. You'll be taking the information that currently exists in the system, you'll put it in the new system, you'll put it out, and then you will compare the two to make sure that
it's matched. So it's a combination of basically manual work with the.
But you're going to be running two systems for a little while.
For a little while.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
How soon will the discussion come up on the chart of accounts?
That should be done before.
I think it's scheduled for November.
Could you let me know when? I would like to listen to that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Great. Is there any other questions for Natalie?
Thank you, Natalie.
Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm pleased to announce that the backup generator has been installed and is functioning at the wellhouse on Branch Street. It was fully funded by NEMA grant money, and now we will be able to provide potable water and make, if electricity goes out or during an emergency of any sort. So
that's throughout the entire town?
Throughout the whole town.
Are you sleeping better at night?
I am.
Good.
You
Good.
Will also take notice we're going to be the power washing the Franklin Avenue water tower within the next month, and it will be painted very shortly thereafter. It'll be pretty much the similar color. Also, now that the sidewalks on Main Street have been complete, we will be painting the curbing blue for handicap parking spaces and red for no parking areas. State Highway has said that the green that has been used in the past is no longer warranted, and so if there's no paint there, then it's either allowed.
Yeah, but we'll need to talk about that because we're not trying to be like every damn town in the world, you know. But we'll pursue that in time. That's just, you know, there's things that are important, and then there's things that, why do people come to this town? Because it doesn't look like every other damn town. So anyway, we'll have to have further discussions about that.
Okay.
All right, next, Anthony.
Good question for Jane.
Sure.
Could you share status of Branch Street sidewalks and when will I see ground growth?
I can't answer your second question. I can tell you that we are about halfway through with the easements. There's one particular person that we can't get in the mail return, so we don't even have an address for them at this point. But we have about half the easements, and then we have some negotiations with some of the other easements. But there's one that we just have no idea.
That's more than a notion, trying to get all those easements together.
It took 6 months to get three on Tripoli.
Yeah.
So there's like 13 on Grand, and it's getting everybody on the same page and available to sign off, and it's more than a notion.
Have you contacted the neighbor of the one that you're having problem with?
We did, and maybe I can reach out to you at some point.
Yeah, I know how to get up with.
I know how to get up with a lot of people, but probably have one. That's probably a tough one.
Yeah. Any other questions for Jane? All right, thank you. Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Boland.
As was mentioned earlier in the evening, the dedication ceremony for the William Henry Park Fund will be held on October 24th at 11 a.m. I don't have a name yet, but someone from the NAACP will be speaking. I'm also hoping to have representatives from the Germantown School Heritage Center and the Board of Education. And we are hoping that the Little Free Library will be done at the same time. Thing for that. We're very pleased with how the monument turned out. Public Works was instrumental ultimately in getting it into its final place, but if you haven't had a chance to get
nice.
A look at it, definitely make a point to do so. It came out very nice.
And what time did you say that was on the 24th?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
And more information will come out about that prior to the, a few weeks prior to the actual.
Excellent.
The only other thing that I have is that I will be out of the office from September 24th to October 13th. I will have access to email and voicemail, and we'll try to check that as frequently as possible.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. At the Schofield Street shop, our electric shop, we're gearing up for the asphalt project to replace the parking lot. That actually was supposed to occur next week, but we got a call today from the owner of the company and asked us to if we could postpone it until October 5th, which we said okay to that. So the project is actually supposed to start on the 5th of October, and when they go to asphalt the parking lot, he told us that we couldn't drive on it for 3 days. So all the bucket trucks and the digger derrick, Jane has agreed to allow us to store them over at the wastewater treatment plant in the pole barn, and then all our vehicles, the smaller vehicles, the trucks and everything, they'll be parked out on Schofield Street or in the field that's right next to our lot. There's an open field there. So that's what's going to happen there. And then also in various locations, we've been doing a lot of tree trimming. We've been working on a issue with the amp meter at the power plant. It's a meter for American Municipal Power that monitors the output of the generators. It's a thing called a pulse, and we had to work on that to get it corrected, which they did. And then also at 365 Walnut Hill, that was a new service that we put in for a house that's going to be built there in Walnut Hill. And then today we also put in a new service for 329 Buttercup Court. That's another new house. Then also this past Saturday we had a small outage that occurred at the entrance into the Cannery Village, the new entrance. The secondary service that went down the pole, it was damaged when some conduit was installed by a cable provider. They had bored in a couple of conduits, and they actually ended up hitting the secondary cable, which burned up, and then we had to repair it Saturday night. Also, this coming Saturday, in Ocean Pines, it was requested from me through Ocean Pines to be at their Touch a Truck event with the new electric Powertown display. That's from 10 to 2 if anyone would like to come by and see it, I'll be there. Tend to.
Be glad to demonstrate, right?
Yeah. And then my last thing is that light that's blinking behind you there. I got to get that repaired. It's bothering me.
I've been staring at that all night.
Yeah, I've been looking at it every time I look up
LED
there.
So bulb.
It will definitely be repaired tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Tim.
Yes.
A good gesture. I happen to ride by the Canterbury Village. I was picking my daughter up from work at 12.
And midnight? The,
I mean, 11:30. When was it? Around that time? 11:30, 12?
You're talking about Saturday night?
Uh-huh.
I think it was around 11:30.
Yeah. And this problem happened in front of Barry Jorman's house,
right,
which he's an ex-employee of Chop Tank.
Yes, I know him personally.
You know him?
Yeah.
Well, he was actually out there helping your guys.
Uh-huh.
So I think it would be good if we just sent him a card,
okay,
thanking him. And he was really interested because he's so particular about his yard.
Yeah.
So he was.
That's good. Good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
I was there today and he was questioning me about whether I was going to do any digging. Sure.
Right. I think that's the second time we had to dig it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's good.
I have a question for you, Tim. I know, I think a year ago, I'm sure last year at budget time, we talked about doing something different on Main Street with the speakers, you know, for events.
And I downtown audience.
Yeah, and I just noticed that, like, the bathtub race was so good. But it's kind of hard because people, you know, we need something that everybody can
and,
hear.
And I totally agree. The big leap is not the technology. It's not the
easements.
Installation. Yes. And, you know, we're still working on easements for Brad Street, but I think that's getting close,
yes,
right?
We're moving along.
Pretty. It's almost like taking on, the restructuring of the whole.
Yeah.
But I agree. And I just want to say that when we get a couple of these big projects done that are absolutely got to get done, like solar, these other things, and they're all good, that process, will probably take a lot of man out. Well, hopefully, it just depends. Because if we get everybody's cooperation, pretty quickly done.
Okay.
But if we have one or two holdouts, then we have to try to start redesigning the system so that we can at least move
forward.
It'd
be good to look at the buildings as like the ones like that the Hammonds own, that they own a bulk, you know, like Troy, I know, some, you know, try to hit those people to mount, you know,
yep,
if it's people that you know you could get an easement from.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, I think that's part of it, is like having a strategy so that we can get enough so that it does
but
happen.
It's just a shame, you know, you had the guy in the middle of the street and the only one that could, you know, be nice, and then we could do music at Christmas time. And I know Tim could do it reasonably because he's just talented with his crew.
Yeah,
I think it would be nice to have some kind of system in town that from, you know, say Worcester Youth to the Visitor Center, we could hear whatever's going on at events.
I agree. I think it's a wonderful idea. I think the thing is two things. They have two tracks here. One is the technical side. So if let's say between now and the end of the year, they get that information together. In the meantime, maybe do David and Dog and Laura figure out and identify those Davids, who are the property owners that, you know, we can make a formal list and actually talk to them and see what they think. And
mm-hmm.
by that time, we can have enough information.
But Tim's probably got to identify the best places to put it first and then figure out who owns those buildings if they are going to be cooperative, you know, to make it easy. But, I mean, just it would be nice. It would enhance our events.
I agree. Totally. Excellent idea. Okay. I think it's cheap. Are we all squared away? All right, next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
I have nothing further to add at this point. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. A few things. Next week I'll be in attendance in the Eastern Shore Safety Council session in Salisbury. Next week as well, representatives from Chesapeake, a workers' comp carrier, will be on site. Also next week, a representative from Legit will be here. We'll be doing a walkthrough down at the Tyson's property. And put it on your calendars. I'd like to have everyone in attendance from the council as well as our department heads and supervisors but early October we're looking at doing some harassment training.
So when do we put that on that? Do we have a calendar date yet?
I'm waiting on the attorney yet. Jim, give me a date.
So we can't put it on our calendar.
Early October.
Okay.
Anti-harassment.
See, we already know how to harass.
Yeah,
get
that's excellent. Okay, great. Thank you. Next is Economic and Business Development Director Ivy Wells.
She's harassing him.
Quit harassing him.
I'm harassing him.
Small
age. Oh, good evening again, Mayor and Council. I have actually a few things. I've been extremely busy, and I apologize for not getting you my weekly report last week. I realized I was tardy in that, so I apologize for that. So I'm making up for it now. I have the Oktoberfest, some flyers here if anybody wants one, please see me. I have those here. I've been working on New Year's Eve plans, believe it or not. I met with Barb the other day about what we're doing for our New Year's celebration. It won't be called the ball drop. I know that we typically call it the New Year's Eve Berlin ball drop, but we're trying to revert back to celebration. And we have some fun things planned for New Year's Eve. Still working on Restaurant Week, not sure exactly the week that's going to be. Camp Bunting's actually chairing that committee, and she couldn't make the meeting last week, so the meeting is rescheduled. Still trying to get the chamber to give me the events list for next year so we can get all the events down for next year. This weekend is Plein Air, Paint Berlin, and it's also Fiddler's Convention this year, so I'm volunteering for that. Thursday night I'm volunteering with the Ocean City Chamber of Commerce to help them with Bike Week. They asked for volunteers, so I'm representing the town for that. And on Sunday I'm also representing the town for a Diaconia event on Sunday. I'm working on three grants right now. One of them is an arts grant. The other one is a Maryland Main Street grant, only available to the Maryland Main Street communities. And then the third one is a TAG grant, Technical Assistance Grant, through DHCD. So I'm working on three of those, plus the Main Street reports. And I've also connected Peggy Hagee, who owns the Berlin Coffee Shop, with what's called the Maryland with Pride. And her name is Chris Plater. She used to work with DBED, which is Department of Business Economic Development for the state of Maryland. And she works now with the Maryland Main Street programs, and Berlin will be the launching start for what's called a Maryland with Pride shop. And so Peggy is going to be the flagship store to be able to include and sell all products that are made in the state of Maryland there, and she'll be represented as such. So she
That's
and I
nice.
Are working together with that, with Chris Plater, and Peggy is extremely excited about adding that to her shop.
Okay. Excellent.
And that's it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Right, next is the town administrator's report.
So the picture that you have in front of you is a picture of the sign that Mayor had asked us to take a look at, and several council members chimed in as a great idea to put the Welcome to Berlin sign slowed down in our town off of Broad Street. So that's the design we're looking at, and that's one of the purchase orders that I'll be going over in your list of purchase orders.
So we have a commitment for one location at the current time?
That's my understanding.
Yep, sure do, and I'm trying to get the second one now.
Johnny said we could do over here and we could do over there, so it'd be cheaper to get three signs at one time than one at a time.
Really?
Actually, this purchase order is for two signs.
Right?
Yeah, but he said we could do one where they took
John
the sign down.
John told me he could do it, and the Abbott said they'd do it if you wanted it just a little further on the other side of that. Now that the trees are all gone.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was a sign in that tree, in the trees,
oh, yeah,
but they took
was.
It down.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one on 113, I think, would be really well to
well,
do.
That would be the other end. Johnny's got that side, too.
Yeah. He said we just got to pick a spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Well, let's see. What?
I just saw Vienna put them up. I'm like, Vienna's
it
got signs
great.
Up
that
now. Mm-hmm. Did you notice them on 50, Vienna? And mm-hmm. Vienna put them right on 50, like on State Road, too. I saw it today, right before you go over the bridge.
So we're talking roughly $900 a sign.
Yes.
So is what I understand you're saying that we do have three locations, you know, that we they probably
it sounds like potentially I was yeah, aware of only two. Yeah. It sounds like we've got three. Yeah. We could order three signs.
I mean, what is your wish? I mean, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, I think okay. we should definitely have something on 113 if we have that location.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you could either put it down in front of the Twisters, or you could put it down closer to Germantown, mm-hmm. just wherever.
Yeah, that's something I think what we'd do is get the signs ordered and figure out exactly where. And I tell you, if we've got the opportunity of welcoming sign from coming in North Main Street, mm-hmm. because now that we've extended sewer and water up that way, I think
yeah.
future development is
it's just wherever
right
you
around
want
the
it.
Corner.
If you want
mm-hmm.
to do it at the Abbott's, or if you want to do yeah. it right there across from Cheers, where the other, you know, it's just wherever you want to do it.
Yeah. And that's something, again, what we'll do is probably, why we do this is that we'll look into it, then come back with a recommendation. And that way everybody has a mm-hmm. has a chance to.
And then the only other
it.
Thing I was thinking, we don't have one, you know, we could think about later, we don't have one coming southbound, you know, coming into Berlin. We'll have one now northbound on 13. But I'm just saying if we ever want to put one coming in southbound, we just would have to think of where we could talk to somebody that would allow
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But I mean, we have nothing right now,
yeah,
so
yeah.
anything.
Anything's better than nothing.
Yeah.
In the meantime, did you want to change this purchase order from, since we've got it set up for two signs, did you want to purchase an additional sign?
We have three locations.
I think we should do the three.
Yeah.
I'd rather do them all at
yeah.
once, you know,
okay.
instead of coming back and one yeah. and two of them at a time.
Okay.
I mean, you agree,
Tom? We can install them.
Three.
Yeah.
Pretty same time.
Makes sense.
They look very nice. I like the slow down and recognizing the toy. Very
yeah.
nice.
Okay.
Who did the design work on that?
That might be Ivy.
Really?
Our own Ivy.
Yeah, they
Ivy.
Look really nice,
excellent.
Ivy.
Very nice. Very nice. Excellent. Very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
so I'll go ahead and go through the purchase order list.
Sure.
So we have purchase order number 0251, the Staples Business Advantage for $1,130.46. Purchase order number 0452, business card for Bank of America, $2,550. Purchase order number 0457, Funkin Bolton for professional services, $8,550. Purchase order number 0460 for Hedrick Fleet Services, for $38,092. Purchase order number 0465 for Goody Hill Groundwork Incorporated, $3,760. And we have Phillips Signs, which will now be three locations. And I can't do math in my head that quickly, but the amount will go up to add. for three signs, three locations. And purchase order number 0537 to Feed Water Treatment Systems Incorporated for $3,180.50.
Anyone have any questions for the seven purchase orders as recommended by the town administrator?
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve all seven purchase orders. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't have any comments this evening. Is any?
Nothing, sir.
Councilman Hall?
Nothing.
I have a request for Jane. When you complete your weekly report, could you include Branch Street status so I have
yes.
so I know what to tell folks?
Yes, and I'll tell you specifically how many I have and how many.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Our code provides that if the code enforcement officer determines that public safety requires that a property have a sidewalk, the town can install a sidewalk and bill the property owner for 50% of it.
Yeah,
so if they won't give us easement, we can still build it.
Yeah, but then we can.
There's a process.
Yeah.
You have to give us 20 days notice and an opportunity
right.
to appeal that decision. But
I've read that earlier, too.
There is a pushback.
Okay. It's interesting because, tell you what, it's been so long since we had somebody oppose one that I forgot that we even had it. I mean, it's probably been ages. more than a decade, maybe two. But that's very good to know. And I think it's a lack of understanding that when you're inside a community that's a municipality, that there is a concept called the greater good. So it's not like you can have a sidewalk from here to that table, then it's not going to be a sidewalk, then we're going to have another one, and that each resident or property owner gets to determine if there's a sidewalk. If there's a sidewalk, it's continuous, it meets ADA regulations, it's there for safety. So thank you. I appreciate it.
This might be under Dave's department. I got a couple complaints at Cannery Village when they're unloading freight trucks.
Yeah.
They have no flag person. You just ride up on the equipment and you know you're going to stop. But there was a couple of ladies came to me and said it's really unsafe, and they think they should have a flag person because a lot of things are coming in and they're unloading it on the street.
Okay.
And then taking it to the project.
That's a very good suggestion.
Yeah, I ran up on one of those.
Yeah.
Please thank the lady for the suggestion on behalf of all of us.
Thank you.
Do we have any comments from anyone in attendance tonight? And your patience as usual. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Next is, do we have any comments or questions from the press?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you all for your patience and for bearing with us. Thank you.
A lot going on.